Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Bro, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours. We're going to start things off by going to Dallas, Texas, and music from Anson Funderburg and the Rockets featuring Sam Meyer. Sam was mainly out of the Jackson, Mississippi area. He joined Funderburg back in the mid-1980s after Darryl Newlish left the band The Rockets. And Sam was a fine harp player, also a drummer. He had worked with Elmore James back in the early 60s. Here's Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with Sam Myers doing a number four. It's called Waiting on You, Mama.
Somebody else. You know, I came home this morning at 3:30. My baby started talking sweet talk to me. I said, look here, baby. Let me tell you something. Yeah, I want a rumba. I want a rumba till the break of dawn. Well, I rambled last night all night before. I'm gonna get me some wine and round some more. I wanna ramble, I wanna ramble till the break of dawn. I came in the other night about dinner time. You had been lunch with rum, whiskey, and wine. But I told you, baby, just the other day, that we'd never make it unless you change your way. Now look here. Yeah! I wanna ramble. I wanna ramble. Never break it down.
From 1954, that was Junior Parker with a number called I Want to Ramble, and this was sort of a sequel to a tune that he had recorded prior to this, Feeling Good, which was based on John Lee Hooker tune, Boogie Chillin'. And back then, in the early to mid-50s, Junior Parker had a number of decent hits on the R&B charts. We heard just before Junior Parker, Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with Sam Myers on vocals and blues harp. They opened up the Blues Box this morning for us with a number called Waiting on You, Mama. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to a tune that Junior Parker recorded back in 1960. We're going to turn, though, to Big Bill Morganfield, the son of Muddy Waters, from Big Bill's disc Blues with a Mood. Here is his cover of the Junior Parker tune, I Feel All Right Again.
Hey, hey, hey. wash my sins away. I'm going to lay down my heavy load down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Lay down my heavy load down by the riverside.
Study,
study one no more. Study, no, 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 study, no, 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 study, study war no more, oh, 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 study, no, 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 study, oh, no, I ain't gonna study, study war no more. Yes, I'm going to meet my loving mother down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Riverside, I'm gonna meet my loving mother down by the riverside. Study, study one no more. Well, 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 I ain't gonna study. No, 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 study. No, 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 study. No, 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 oh, oh, oh,
study.
No, 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 study. What? No, I ain't gonna study. Study one no more.
December of 1948. That was Sister Rosetta Tharpe on guitar and vocals, backed up by the Sammy Price Trio. This is from a disc called The Gospel of the Blues. Sister Rosetta Tharpe had started recording back in October of 1938. A fabulous vocalist and really, really good guitar player. She definitely commanded the stage wherever she played. She was preceded by Big Bill Morganfield. We heard Big Bill here on KRVS from his disc Blues with a Mood, doing a rendition of an old Junior Parker tune, a number called I Feel All Right Again. Back in 2003, Mardi Gras Records came out with a tribute to Sister Rosetta Tharpe, whom we just heard, and they featured a whole lot of really, really great women blues and gospel singers. We're going to listen to a rendition of a number that Sister Rosetta Tharpe recorded many years ago, sung here by Angela Straley with Del Rey on guitar. Here's Angela with That's All.
your money and you can go to war. Well, that's all. I tell you, that's just all. But they better have a religion now. I tell you, that's all. Now, there's a kind of preacher. He's high in speech.
Yeah!
Benny Turner and Cash McCall from a new disc called Going Back Home. Turner is an interesting guy. He is a brother of the late Freddie King. He used to play bass in Freddie's band. Worked with a number of people over the years. He was with Marva Wright out of New Orleans for almost 20 years as a bassist and front man. And that, of course, is a number called Gotta Find a Way. And Cash McCall and Benny Turner were preceded by Angela Straley. We heard Angela from a tribute disc to Sister Rosetta Tharpe. The disc is called Shout, Sister, Shout. And Angela did a number called That's All. The real name of that tune is The Natural Facts. Well, we just heard music from the new disc, Going Back Home, Benny Turner and Cash McCall. Mike Shermer, Mighty Mike Shermer, has a brand new disc out himself called Bad Tattoo. Shermer was on in the Bay Area for many years and then ended up moving to Austin, Texas, worked with Marsha Ball and her touring band, worked with a whole lot of people over the years. Here's Mighty Mike Shermer with the title track to his brand new disc, Bad Tattoo.
My baby's got a bad tattoo. I can't tell if it's green or blue. I promised her I wouldn't say well, but you can't cover it up with her hair. She said at least it's in a private place, but it might as well be on her face. She got the name of some other dude and a bad tattoo. My baby's got a bad tattoo. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I love her for her big fine frame. I can't stand to see that other man's name. You know I'm trying hard to let it go. I get my loving with the lights down low. But girl, I think I can love you and that bad tattoo. Everybody's got a past, decisions happen fast. Lord knows I sure made mine. But what would make a hottie do something to a body that couldn't stand the test of time? You made your most important phrase of what was once a passing phase. Honey, what are we gonna do about that bad tattoo? Something to a body that couldn't stand the test of time. I used to think it was kind of cute, a little piece of some forbidden fruit. And now I wonder, what did he think when he first saw his name in your ink? If you're gonna get another one, maybe instead of Mighty Mike, have him right, baby. And then you'll never have to have him remove another bag. Oh, honey, what are we gonna do? It looks like you and me are through. Girl, I think I can love you and that bad tattoo.
Thank you.
Sugar Ray Rayford from his brand new disc, Somebody Save Me. That was a number called I'd Kill For You, Baby. Sugar Ray, originally from East Texas, he headed out west. Ended up on the West Coast some years ago and has been a really, really powerful vocalist, both on his own recordings and also a number of recordings for the band The Mannish Boys. He was preceded by Mike Shermer, Mighty Mike Shermer. We heard Mike from his brand new disc, Bad Tattoo. He did the title track. Again, he was on guitar and vocal. And has also played with Marcia Ball's touring band for many, many years. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS comes from St. Street Inn, serving seasonal farm-to-table fare and craft cocktails in Lafayette's historic St. Street's neighborhood. Open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, with weekend brunch and live music on Sunday. For reservations, the number is 534-8112 or online at ststreetinn.com.
And we're going to take a look now at some of the music happening around the area tonight at Downtown Alive, which will be taking place at Parc Sans Souci starting at 6 p.m. A tribute to Rockin' Doopsie featuring Wayne Doopsie and the Zydeco Hellraisers with Wayne Tiger and Rockin' Doopsie Jr. Also tonight, Mike Broussard and New Edition Zydeco will be at Artmosphere. Ben McGehee plays Blue Dog Cafe. The Mixed Nuts will be at Rockin' Bowl. The Mike Dean Band plays Route 92 in Youngsville. Burris will be at the Averst Beer Garden tonight. There are three bands at Freetown Boom Boom Room. Also tonight, Road Doctor Review will be at El Paso Mexican Grill on Ambassador. Jada and Kevin play Legends on Johnston Street. Zoso will be at Grouse Room. Also tonight, the band Soul Creole will be playing at the Bayou Test Brewery in Arnaville starting at 7 p.m. The Wayne Blue Burns Band will be at Legends Pub on Republic Avenue. Also tonight, five bands at the Pearl, and Josh Taylor will be at Legends on Vero School Road. And it is a kickoff of the Celtic Bayou Festival taking place at Warehouse 535. Tomorrow morning, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys will be playing for Zydeco Breakfast at Buck and Johnny's in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, Marty Christian will be at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also tomorrow, Southern Roots perform at Route 92 in Youngsville. The Celtic Bayou Festival continues Saturday morning at Warehouse 535. You can check out the activities there at their website. Barrett Fritz will be at Legends on Bertrand tomorrow. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will be playing blues at La Rumba Mexican Grill in Scott. The Rayo Brothers and the Whiskey Bay Ramblers will be at the Verst Beer Garden. Also Saturday night, four bands at Freetown. Josh Salceda and the Hot Sauce Band will be at the Grouse Room. Bernie Allen Band will be at Pat's at Chafalaya Club. There are five bands appearing at Dat Dog on Saturday evening. And also a Zydeco fundraiser taking place at Grant Street Dance Hall Saturday night, featuring Dwayne Dupsey and the Zydeco Hellraisers and also Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. The Josh Taylor Band will be playing in Legends Pub Saturday, 99 Playboys, as well as Costa Quan Showdown at Artmosphere. Louisiana Red will be at Rockin' Bowl. Black Joe Lewis with Dr. C and the Gree-Gree will be at Blue Moon Saloon. And also Saturday night, three bands at the Pearl. On Sunday, Lee Alanzino will be playing for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. The Haggard Bucks will be playing at Artmosphere Sunday evening. Chad Huval will be at Bayou Tesh Brewery in Arnaville starting at 2 p.m. The Good Dudes are at Legends Pub. Also on Sunday, the Here and Now Band will be at Blue Moon Saloon from 4 to 7. And let me see, it's a two-step for a cure taking place at Rockin' Bowl Sunday, featuring Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys, Gino Delafosse and French Rockin' Boogie, and a number of other Zydeco acts. Jackie Caillé, Ivy Dugan, and the Cajun Cousins are at La Poussière and Bro Bridge on Sunday, and the 4A Tradition will be at Pat's and Henderson. Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys will be at Vermilionville Sunday afternoon for the Bal de Dimanche. We have music next here on the Blues Box from Howling Wolf, one of the great Chicago blues artists of his day from 1957. Here is Howling Wolf with a number called Who's Been Talking?
Coming home to you, baby. I hope you will be satisfied.
I'm coming home. And I hope you will be satisfied. Cause I've been gone so long, darling. And I'm just tired of you crying. I wanna know baby. You know, I really want to know. Is you mad with me? I promise you I won't ever leave no more. Since I've been gone, have anyone walked in and take my place? Who you done let walk in, little girl, and take my place? I don't want nobody. Snowing in my baby's face. I don't want nobody. Snowing in my baby's face. Hurts me so bad when I begin to feel like somebody else done taken my place. All right, my bed.
Sonny Boy Williamson II on blues, harp, and vocals. Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar. A number called Coming Home to You, Baby, that Sonny Boy recorded in Copenhagen back in 1963. He was part of the American Folk Blues Festival tours that year. And according to all reports, he enjoyed himself quite a lot, particularly when he got to England. Sonny Boy Williamson II, the real name was Rice Miller, actually Alec Miller. And we heard Howling Wolf just before hearing Sonny Boy II. We heard Wolf recorded in Chicago back in 1957 doing a number called Who's Been Talking. Howling Wolf had learned the finer points of the blues harp from Sonny Boy Williamson. There was a period where Sonny Boy was married to Howling Wolf's half-sister. We're going to turn next to Matt Guitar Murphy. We just heard him playing behind Sonny Boy Williamson. He was a good guitar player, a good vocalist, never recorded much, never seemed to care all that much to have his name on the marquee, so to speak. But Antone's Records back in 1990 addressed that that inequity, that problem, with a disc they had Matt Guitar Murphy do called Way Down South. Murphy, of course, recorded with Sonny Boy Williamson. He also performed and recorded a lot with Memphis Slim, and was is probably best known for his role in both Blues Brothers movies. He was the guitarist married to Aretha Franklin. Here's Matt Guitar Murphy here on KRVS with a number called Low Down and Dirty.
In my mind. Yes, I woke up this morning with a funny taste in my mouth. Yeah, I got the news this morning, that my baby, she's gone way down south. She might be in San Antonio. Well, she might be in Dallas. Or she might be in San Antonio. Yeah, you know I gotta find my baby.
Can I go home with you? I go home with you. You tell your mama and your father I'm a schoolboy too.
Andrew Smokey Hogg from the Dallas area. Originally from the Dallas area, he ended up after World War II, got out of the service. He settled in California and had a few good hits, this being one of them, his cover of Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. He took it to number 5 on the R&B charts back in early 1950. He had first recorded in Dallas back in 1937, but not all that much success early on. It's said that he was a cousin of Lightning Hopkins. Before we heard Smokey Hogg, we heard Matt Guitar Murphy from Murphy's Antones Records release of 1990. Matt Murphy doing a number for us, a piece called Low Down and Dirty again. Matt Guitar Murphy, well known as far as blues history is concerned, and also to moviegoers as one of the key cast members in the Blues Brothers movies. That tune we just heard, a lot of people associate with Muddy Waters, but it was first recorded by Sonny Boy Williamson the First. We just heard Sonny Boy Williamson the Second a few minutes ago. We're going to turn to number one, John Lee Williamson. He was originally from Tennessee, first recorded back in 1937 for Bluebird Records out of Chicago, and he was killed before Sonny Boy Williamson the Second ever recorded. Sonny Boy apparently the Second purloined the first nickname. We're going to go back a number of years. Here's Sonny Boy Williamson the First on blues harp and vocals here on KRVS with a number called Good Gravy.
Like to know the wood that smell like gravy. Now why don't you tell me some? Well, I'm not best in town, but I'll be the best to the best come around. The wood that smell like gravy, and I would like to know. Lot of talk about your cane shop. I'd like to try lollipop. Would this smell like gravy? Now I would like to know.
that gravy, darling. Now why don't you tell me something? Well, I'm not the best in town, but I'll be the best until the best come around. I would spit that gravy, I would like to know. Not the best in town, but I'll be the best until the best come around. I'm gonna hold this man like baby, and I would like to know.
Tell you a story, life of a musician. He traveled both night and day, trying to reach the destination. Bring you rhythm and blues. Travels all night. When they reach the destination, bringing the blues to you, yeah. You're tired, sometimes sleepy, bringing you the messes or the blues,
okay.
Yeah. We play at night. Next day, we travel all day. We arrive at my destination. We ain't got time. Go to the hotel, straight from the car to the gig to pay the dues, dues to the blues. Hope you enjoy tonight. Yeah, you're tired. We're gonna bring you the message of the blues. Yeah. Many musicians, they travel.
John Lee Hooker, along with special guest Roy Rogers. Rogers also on guitar with Hooker from Hooker's disc Chill Out. That came out back in 1999, and that was a number called Talking the Blues. Roy Rogers, a California slide guitarist, also participated on an earlier album of actually a number of tracks on earlier John Lee Hooker albums. The most notably, of course, was on the album that contained the reworking of I'm in the Mood. Bonnie Raitt, Roy Rogers, and John Lee all won Grammys for their participation on that particular track. Before we heard John Lee Hooker, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson I on blues harp and vocals with a number called Good Gravy. You're listening to The Blues Box on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're also online at krvs.org, and KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you, to whom we'd like to thank for your support. If you're not